United Methodist Church on this third Sunday in July. It's the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. If we look at the Christian calendar, that's how we track the Sundays after Pentecost until November when we go to the Trinity Sunday or the day for worship service in church and also online. God has given us another day to live in this world to be a blessing. It is not because of who we are. It is only because of who he is that we have today. So let us be thankful for the opportunities that God gives us to gather together and worship God together. And many of our folks are traveling, as you can see. Wayne and Carol have traveled this weekend for their visit some family members. And unfortunately, Carol had a fall while they're walking somewhere, and she had a broken wrist and also some cut on her face. But it doesn't look that bad or sound that bad when he contacted me. But they are staying with their children in Peachtree City for now. We have Rachel Mann here today to sing for us. So I thought it would be a good Sunday that she would come and sing for us. She has sung here before, and it is always a blessing that you come and sing for us. So we enjoy your singing and your presence here. Thank you for coming and joining us here today. We look forward to hearing and get blessed with your singing today. At the food bank collection, we now donate that to the place. We are also taking donations for school supplies. If you are buying any school supplies, please bring that sometime this week and drop it off at the church, or even next Sunday, we can take it over to the place and we can continue that ministry that we support through this church. The books, I have two books now that we can sell for $10, which will benefit the Piedmont Church missions through this church. And our mailing address is there. Cooking class and art class, we will schedule it later on as more participants come after the Christmas vacation. Our third Thursday lunch is going to be on Thursday this week. If you are available, please join at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral for some time of fun and fellowship and some food. Next Sunday, we will not have a luncheon. We need to do some cleaning work in the church because of some of the insects and the roaches that have taken over some of the areas. We are looking into somebody to come and do a deep cleaning, the cleaning service, and also a pest control company to come and do the pest service as well. So we will decide on that after next week. So I don't think it is a good idea now in the kitchen. We saw a lot of droppings and things like that. So that will the lunch is canceled for next Sunday. We have one more Sunday to go, right? There are five Sundays this week. So the last Sunday is the 31st. So we can, we have time to think about it. So we'll do that next Sunday. We'll figure it out. The attendance and collections are listed there. For your continued prayers and participation, please continue to do so. We take donations over the website now. And please use the opportunities to donate. And wanted to give you some updates on some of the things that are happening as we go towards another conference year. We have a new district superintendent, and I announced that a couple of weeks ago. He took charge on July 1st, Doug Gilreath. And I had a meeting with him a couple of weeks ago. And we have been going through some transitions in our church in the last couple of years, and it has been getting better with many financial issues that we had, and we cleared all of that. We had an audit done, and we cleaned up all of those records. But if you can look at the weekly donations and our need, and you know clearly that we are behind in our intake. So we decided not to hire any more people doing our work. So we don't have a secretary now. So we don't have somebody to clean the church. We are asking for volunteers to step up and do that. And many of you have been doing that. And thank you for all your services and support for this church as we continue the ministry here. In this time and days, especially when the United Methodist Church as a whole is going through some big issues, as we look forward to the next couple of years, and many churches are leaving the denomination, we wanted to make sure that we are in good standing, and we want to stand strong on the doctrines and the beliefs and the faiths that we believe it is sound with the scripture. So they know that and they respect that. And I hope we will not be affected by any of those things. At the same time, we have to follow the discipline. The discipline is the church discipline that all churches have to follow. So in order to do that, we have to have a yearly report, yearly accounting, that reports that we have to submit to the conference. And also we have to change our office bearers. Some of the people have to change. You cannot be in office for more than 1 year in certain positions and 2 years in other positions. So we have to follow the disciplines, and you will see some of the changes will coming up. And some of the people who have been doing for a long time will have to change. There is, and I talked to DS about it, and we have to follow that. And some may not be happy about it. Some may be, you know, upset about it. But if you hear anything or if you have any questions, please come and talk to me. Don't go by rumors or any news that you don't know if it is coming authentic or not. But we are trying to make sure that this church stays here and not getting closed. And I am committed to that. And I already mentioned and raised that issue with our district superintendent and our conference that we will be where we are in our faith, in our doctrine, in our scriptural standing, and in our mission. And I don't want anybody to be afraid of getting closed or anything, but as long as we stand firm on the discipline and follow the processes as a church and don't have any questions raised by anybody, we should be fine. So please continue to pray for the church. And if you have any questions, please come and talk to me. We are finding new people to take up positions, and we have to find new leadership in many places. So please talk to me. And if you can spare an hour or two of your time a month for the church, please, please do that. We need some volunteers to take up some positions, which are not very burdensome. It's not that bad at all to collect the mail. We are doing somebody doing that. Some volunteers are already cleaning this area now, which is very great. So let us continue to step up and do some more things so we can continue ministry in this church. Please, please come and talk to me if you have any doubts or any questions. Are there any other announcements or any issues or questions anybody have? If not, let us worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Rachel is going to lead us in worship singing. Come now is the time to worship. If you are able, please stand and join.
Well, good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, I'm going to be starting off with a little bit of an upbeat song. So feel free to clap with me if you'd like to. But it's a song called Now. Come Now is the Time to Worship.
Oh, just as you are.
Let us pray. Please be seated. Almighty and everlasting God, you formed and created everything that is seen and unseen from nothing. We come before you as your created being, the crown of your creation, you created us. We thank you for giving us this gift of life in this world. It is all because of your grace and mercy that we are living here today, Lord. Your health and strength that you have given in our bodies is a gift from you. And everything along with that, you give a shower upon us every day. And we thank you for that. We have gathered here to worship you together, joining all the saints in this world and in heaven. We praise you and we adore you. We pray that you'll come in the midst of us today, Lord, that shine in and through our hearts and lives, that we may be a beacon of love to this world, bringing peace and justice, and a witness of the Holy Spirit with power and righteousness in this world. We thank you for your presence in our midst today, Lord. Help us to be faithful witnesses for you in the days to come. And help us, Lord, to use the opportunities that you give us faithfully in this community and around the world. Guide us with your spirit, fill us with your power, and empower us with your presence today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, and help us, Lord, to go from this place blessed and empowered so that we can be a blessing to this world. In the singing we do today, in the prayers we make, and the meditation of your word we make today, all bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. It's our greeting time now, the fellowship time that we get up and greet each other in Christian love. If you have time, please come and look at the cassettes and the things that Rachel have here for some sales. So please support her ministry. Get some of those CDs or songs that if you like to, please come by and visit. Thank you. As we get seated, please remain seating, and Rachel is going to sing God Bless America. Please sit back and listen, and let's praise God.
America, land that I
Now we'll do the responsive reading, which is Psalm 130. If you can take the blue hymnal to page 848. Page 848. Psalm 130. Terry will lead us in the responsive reading today.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice.
Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Please stand if you can.
If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand?
But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be worshipped.
I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. In the Lord's word, I hope.
My soul waits for the Lord, more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning.
O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love. With the Lord there is plenteous redemption.
And the Lord will redeem Israel from all iniquities.
The words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now. We come before God, our Heavenly Father, as His children. And God's promise is that when we unite in spirit and ask for anything, He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So trusting in that promise, let us go to the throne of grace of God with our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we share. And also let us bring up our concerns and burdens together, that God is a good God. He will be with us in our burdens and our troubles. And that's the promise. So let us share our prayers together and thank God and pray for the things that we need to. If you can turn at the back of the bulletin, we have the regular prayer requests in that boxes. Some of the immediate prayer requests you will see highlighted there. Carol. I added Carol Clements in the list. Please continue to pray for her and Wayne on their way back home this weekend. And so the healing also for Carol without any complications. And continue to pray for George Vergis. And we had a visit with him recovering from his surgery. After 60 days, he's still not completely healed from his inside wound. There's some leak in this intestine that they cannot find. So that is not a good sign. So please keep George Vergis and his family in our prayers. And keep Harry in our prayers. And thank you, Harry, for coming and fixing the toilet this week, even though he was not feeling well. There was a men's toilet. You probably have seen it broken for a few days. And he came and fixed it this past weekend. Thank you, Harry and Jan, for that. And we'll continue to pray for Harry's problem with his mouth that will be fixed soon. And I talked to Martha. She was online this morning, but I don't see her now. Something happened. And she, her PET results are not very promising. So she has to do another one the end of this month. And then they will decide on the next course of chemo, how to do that or when to do that. So please keep Martha in our prayers, and also Rich, her husband, who is taking care of her. Please keep them in our prayers on a regular basis. Any other special call outs? Anybody? We'll pray for Rachel and her ministry that she is doing. And she had been traveling a lot, but with COVID, she cut down some of that, but now it is picking back up. Glad to hear that. So please keep her and her ministry in our prayers. And continue to pray for our service workers, our doctors, nurses, our fire, police, military. And I'm glad that Terry and family could spend some time with his son, Ian. He came back for vacation from, where is he now, in Germany?
Yes,
sir. Okay. And I'm glad that they were able to do that. Let's continue to keep our service personnel in our prayers, and also our fire, police, our trash workers, our grocery clerks, delivery people, a lot of people working day and night to serve us. And let us be thankful for their services, and also be prayerful for their safety and their family's safety. Let us keep our nation as a whole, particularly during this election year, that God will bring the right people in power, and also pray for the president and the Congress leaders, or governors of the state, and all those who make decisions that affect us on a daily basis. Let us pray that God will give them the wisdom to do the right thing and make the right decisions. And please continue to be in prayer for them. If there are no special call-outs, let us go to God in prayer. Let us pray silently for a few moments, and I will close the prayer after that. Jesus said, "Do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. But seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you as your children. Your promise is that you will answer our prayers when we unite in spirit and come before you with our requests. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us to be a blessing to this world. It is not of our choosing, but you chose us to be here living, that we can live in this world today. Thank you for all the blessings, the good health and strength in our bodies, and all the blessings that come along with it, not because of our merits, only because of your grace. And we thank you for everything that you give us, Lord. At the same time, we come before you because we have some people are broken in their bodies, and some people are broken in their spirits and their souls. And many of us are tired and weary in various ways, Lord, and we come before you to get rest and get peace from you. You are the one who can make us whole, as your scripture says, that even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we are lonely, you are our friend. And when we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. We lift up all of those that we have named here today. Particularly, we pray for Carol as she is recovering from the fall that she had this weekend. We pray for a complete healing during this time, and pray for Wayne as well, as they are traveling back from their children this weekend. Be with them and give them travel mercies and a complete recovery for Carol without any more complications, Lord. We thank you for protecting them from severe dangers, and keep them safe until they come back home, Lord. We pray for George Vergis and continued mercies on him, Lord. We pray that you'll heal him completely. Whatever the problems the doctors and nurses could not figure out, we pray that you'll open the right doors, the right people, that they can diagnose the problem and treat him. And we pray for a complete recovery for him as well. We pray for Harry, and we pray for Martha as they both are going back for their diagnosis again for testings. We pray for your guidance for the doctors and nurses to make the right decisions for their treatment as well. We pray for all of those who are struggling with their health, Lord, we pray that your healing hand will touch them and heal them according to your time. Above all, we pray for peace in their lives and their families' lives, Lord. We pray for those who are struggling with various needs, family needs, personal needs, and we pray for your comfort and your help during this time of their need. We pray for those who are traveling during this time, especially Lou is traveling and many others are traveling this weekend. We pray that your travel mercies are upon them, Lord. We thank you for all the service workers, our military, our fire, our police, our trash workers, our grocery clerks and delivery people, many, many others, our farmers, many people who serve us on a daily basis that we can live here, Lord. We thank you for their services. That at the same time, we lift them up to you. Protect them, Lord, and keep them safe and their families safe and bless them with abundance, Lord. We pray for our nation as we go through the election year. We pray for your guidance in the elections, that the right people will be elected at the right places. We pray for our president, our Congress leaders and our governors, the states and many, many others who make decisions that affect our daily lives. We pray for your wisdom to guide them, the Holy Spirit to empower them to do the right thing, to stand up for justice and spread love and peace in this country and around the world. We pray for your guidance as a nation that we can be the leader of the world, bringing peace and equity in this world. We thank you for your presence in our midst today, Lord. As a church, we look forward to your guidance. Your Holy Spirit will guide us in this, the future of our church. As we stand in this corner, you have a mission for us. You have a plan for this church that you placed this church in this corner hundreds of years ago. We thank you for your guidance today. Bless us with your presence as we look forward to your blessing in the coming year to be faithful in the ministry and the opportunities that you have given us to do. Use them faithfully and fruitfully, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in whatever way we can to support the church in our service, in our witness, in our giving, in our time, in our talents, whatever you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in supporting the church and also the mission of this church in this community and around the world. Bless us today, Lord, with your presence, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. We thank you for Rachel Mann, that she was able to join us today. Bless her ministry as she continues to sing and praise you around the world and to be a blessing, Lord. We pray for all those who are working for your kingdom, your ministries around the world, and bless all of them. Bless us today to honor you and worship you in truth and in spirit, in the meditation of the word and prayers we make and the singing, everything being honor and glory to you and blessing to your people. We thank you for your presence in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray, as we pray the prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Let us all stand for the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. The scripture says that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Heavenly Father, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for always being there for us and blessing us with everything that we need, materially, spiritually, and physically, Lord. It is not because of what we have done, only because of your grace that we are here and also what we have. Merciful, gracious God, from your open hands that we received everything as a gift. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in using your gifts and giving our tithes and our offerings and our services for the cause of your kingdom in this world. May these offerings that we offer here today bring honor and glory to your name and be used for the blessing of this world, in this community and around the world. Thank you for all those who were able to give today, bless them, Lord. And we pray for those who could not give today, cover them with your love and provide for them as well, Lord. Bless us today with your presence again as we continue to worship. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you remain standing, we will read the scripture. It is taken from Psalm 55. This is Psalm of David. I will be reading Psalm 55. Please remain standing. As David found himself in a very tight situation, we don't know exactly the situation was, but he was afraid of his life as well, and also a lot of troubles around him that was threatening the very core of his life. Then he wrote this psalm. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked, for they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and the storm. Lord, confuse the wicked, confound their words, for I see violence and strife. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within the city. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe was rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, that I enjoyed sweet fellowship with one time, as we walked about worshippers. That is where the trouble comes. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive into the realms of the dead, for evil finds lodging among them. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. Help us, Lord, to be obedient and humble before your word today. That whatever you talk to us, Lord, that we will obey and accept that in our lives. Bless us to be a blessing to this world through your word. Speak to me and speak through me. And bless all those who listen to these words that they will be a blessing to this world through by your word. Thank you for your presence in our midst. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be accepted in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. David, and we talked several weeks about King David in many different sermons, the greatest king of Israel. After King Saul failed, didn't put the camera back. Okay, hopefully you can see me now. Sorry, I cannot put the camera. Thank you for telling me. Those who are online can see me. So this psalm was written by, as I mentioned before, that written by David at a time of very difficulty, very much difficult things that are happening in his life. We don't know the exact problem. He was running away for his life from two times. We know that one was from Saul, that we talked about last time, because Saul didn't like David winning his war against Goliath, because people started singing praises for David, a young boy, while Saul could not win him. So that was kind of a problem. Then Saul was trying to kill David and he had to run away for his life. And later on, after King David became king after Saul, his son turned against him. And for a short time, his son took over the kingdom. It is not because David was not a bad warrior or he didn't fight. he decided to leave because if he fought with his son, he says that in one of the Psalms, either he would die or his son would die. One of them had to die. So he decided to take a back seat, and then he went in hiding from the palace. And he didn't have to do that, but he did for the sake of his son. And that maybe one time, maybe that was troubling him, that it says that here, it is not the enemy that was troubling me. It says in this psalm, it may be his son, very own son, probably troubling him. Anyway, he came back and restored his kingdom from his son. Later on, we can have another message on that later on. But this was a very difficult time for David, whatever troubles he was going through. And this is a very good psalm that I get encouragement from, because it's very personal. The types of things that we do, even though he was one of the most powerful kings, he had the same kind of responses when the problems came hard on him. The first thing that he says is in here that because of my enemy, the threats are very, very bad, and they are bringing anguish on me, and terrors of death are coming on me. So I'm trembling with fear of my life. That's what he's saying. And then he says, oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Isn't that sometimes we feel like if we had the wings of a dove, we could fly away somewhere from all of these problems, and we don't have to worry about these things and be at rest in a treetop or somewhere and look at all of these things that are happening. It's a good thought. But that's not going to happen, right? We don't have wings to fly to begin with. We can't do that when problems come, because problems are real. And they are going to come, and we have to face them as real problems. One of the preachers on the TV preachers once said, I read that somewhere in the newspaper, that he said, if God had given me the wings to fly, I would have done a lot more things that I could now. But we don't have wings. God did not create us like birds. So flying away is not an option for us. And even though he was a powerful king, he had the same thoughts like we do. We want to just get away from all of these problems and don't want to get involved, right? You know, in church problems or in social problems or anything that we have, you know, in work, you can probably see that you don't want to get involved. Leave me alone. I don't want to get involved. But sometimes you have no choice. You have to get involved. When a sickness comes, then something happens in your family and you have to face it. You cannot run away from those problems. And you wish you could. And then he would say, I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and the storm, and then be at rest. That's not going to happen if you run away from the problems, because the problems are going to follow you regardless wherever you go. And it's not going to be resolved until you address it. You all have heard, and we all know that, we all say that also, life is not easy. If there were no problems, where would be the challenge? You know, if we don't have any problems every day, it would be all easy. Where should be all the fun? Life is about dealing with all the challenges and still enjoying it. We are stuck with the things that happen in our lives on a daily basis. Whether it is a burdensome responsibility or a difficult marriage, whether it is a joblessness or a deep loneliness, grief, the parting of your companion or your husband or your wife, all these things can bring us a time of desperation in our lives. So the typical response that we see, like David, to run away from the problems will not go away, but we like to run away from the problems. He says that, oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would run away. Physically running away is sometimes we see about people. They try to find another job, thinking that the problems will go away. And sometimes people move from the neighborhood, thinking that their problems will settle. And you know the kids, they run away because they think that they can get a better life somewhere else. And the kids usually run away. Some people try to change relationships and see, you know, she is the problem or he is the problem. So, you know, get divorced and find somebody else. Well, the problem may not go away either. Some of the problems might go away, but there will be other problems because we are all human beings. We are not perfect. We have our limitations. We are all built on relationships of trust between each other. And if we lose that, doesn't matter where you go, you will find problems. And that is the reality. We all know that people who have divorced many times and still have problems. Problems are often caused by how you act and who you are. Therefore, they will follow you wherever you go. Some people find comfort and solace in drugs or some alcohol or things like that. You know, that is another way of running away from problems, not to address these things. And it's not going to get any better. When you get addicted to drugs or alcohol or any of those things, thinking away that you can find some comfort in those, your problems are going to double because you have another problem to deal with. Because this alcohol or any other kinds of addiction is not going to be good and going to be healthy. So problems will follow you until you deal with them because those are real. So there are those who turn to destructive behaviors like drugs and alcohol, but at the same time, those things can be rectified. If we take a step back and look at the problems and look at the reality of life, thinking, knowing that it is not just you alone, everybody has these problems. A lot of times we think that when we have a problem, why me? Am I the only one having these problems? That's the feeling you get when you go through problems. But the reality is that everybody has problems, one way or other. So we are all in good company, but sometimes we forget that. So we need each other regardless of where we are with our problems. Sometimes you feel like somebody else doesn't have any problem, but that's not true. They may put up a good face or smile, but behind the scene, there's a lot of problems going on. Everybody's going through that. And we know about prodigal son. You know, we talk about that. We all know the son. He thought that he could have a better life, not have any restrictions from his dad or anything. So he took all the wealth of his dad and he went away for a far place. Guess what? You all know the story. And it did not turn out well for long. All his friends were there when he had money and he had all of that. And then when he lost everything, he could not find any of his friends. Finally, the only place that he could come back to was his own father's place. And he came back and asked to restore his place as a servant. But the loving father did not do that. He said, "You are still my son. You are not going to be a servant. I am going to take you back as the son." And he gave him a ring, gave him sandals, a good robe, and placed him back where he was. That is what our Heavenly Father does. Even when we find ourselves lonely and desperate and have no choice but to go somewhere else, there's nobody to turn to. Our Heavenly Father is there waiting for you to come back. And that is what David did. A college student was playing his car, you know, a radio. I was actually traveling with that guy. And his volume turned out so high in the radio. And then I asked him, "Why do you need this kind of music, you know, this loud music in the car?" And he said, I like the music, but at the same time, I don't want to hear my brakes squealing. And he knows that he needs brakes done, but he doesn't have the money. So he tries to turn up the radio high so that he can forget the problem. But I said, well, this is not a good idea because it's going to get worse. You need to take care of that somewhere or other. And one day you'll find that you cannot drive the car. So that is what the prodigal son do, that prophet Jonah. He thought he was trying to get away from God and be at rest. It don't happen like that. He found himself where? Under the sea, in the depth of the sea, inside of an animal. Where else can you go with your problems? So when you try to run away from your problems and run away from God on your own, there is no place to go. And places will run out. People will run out. And you don't have anybody to turn to or places to go. And then the second response is another natural response that we all have that David did. He said, "Take away and kill all my enemies." That's what he's praying there. He first prayed that, you know, if I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away from these problems. And then he is saying that let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive into the realm of death. In other words, he's praying to destroy the problem so he can be at peace. How many times we have prayed that? Lord, take away these problems from me. Take away these problems from me. And he's actually praying for the death of his enemies. That he thinks that by killing them, God bringing destruction to them, that we will be at peace. How many times we have done that? not personally probably, but we have thought that, you know, if somebody was not there, we would not have this problem, right? Lord, take them away from us. You know, we are probably not praying for death for them. At the same time, praying for some situation change that they will be removed from us. And it happens between countries and nations and all of that. If we destroy them, the problem will go away. Probably not. That's not what the Bible teaches us either. Because the problems are not going to go away by destroying the enemies. And we are not supposed to be doing that. He says that the strategy is to blame others for your predicament. In other words, we are saying that my problems are because of somebody else. Blaming somebody is a natural response. So take that person away from me, or destroy that situation, or take away that situation from me. Obviously, another issue of that is that if somebody else is responsible for your problem, what does that mean? Then you are not responsible for fixing it. That's another thing they're trying to get away from, right? I blame it on my wife, and it's her problem. She created it, and I don't have to do anything. So that's the thing, right? So that's another way David is responding, is that the enemies have, you know, please kill my enemies because they are the cause of my problems. But many times we forget that we are not just victims. We are not victims of our circumstances. We are responsible for our life. No matter what comes to our life, God has given us the responsibility to take it on and handle it and not to blame it on somebody else. And we are very good at blaming on circumstances, blaming it on the government, blaming it on, you know, the society and social system. I mean, there might be a lot of problems around us that we see. But blaming our problems on other things and not taking on the responsibility is not what God wants us to do. Jesus said, pray for your enemies, not to destroy them. That God will change the situation if you love your enemies, God can change the situation. Jesus said, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who try to persecute you. So anger only brings hatred, and hatred brings enmity and bitterness. But forgiveness brings resolve and peace of mind. We try to figure out how and why we got hurt. There is a saying that he who angers you will control you. The enemy is at work to make you angry and become filled with hate. So we do not despise our enemies. Pray for them. Love them. Love our enemies, whatever you think your enemy is, whoever it is. So this is a message that very personal to me, because we all go through our times of problems in our lives. David had the same problems, and he prayed the same thing. You know, take me away from this problem. Give me some wings so that I can fly away, find some place. Or take the problem away from me, or destroy my enemies so that I can be at peace. Either are not options. They are not options for us. The option is there because we have to change from within. And the responsibility is each of us to face the problem. And God has said that he will not leave us alone, and he will not forsake us. He will be there us in the problems, in the middle of the problems. All the time I say two things. One is, you know, the three boys who were put in the fire. They did not pray for the fire to be taken away. But God did not take the fire away either. God could have delivered them from the fire, but God chose to deliver from in the fire. Sometimes that you have to be in the fire, but you know that God is going to be there in the midst of that fire, suffering with us and enjoying. And that is an experience that they enjoyed, the presence of God in the middle of the fire. Same thing with Daniel when he was put in the lion's den. God could have easily changed the situation and prevented that from happening. But that's not what happened. Even though David was in the lion's den, there was God who shut the mouth of the lion. So deliverance from the fire or from the lions are not options sometimes, but deliverance in the fire and in the lion's den, because we have a God who is going to be there in the midst of our problems. So go in peace knowing that no matter what you are going through today, personal problems or health issues or grief or separation or bad relationships or family issues, whatever that you're going through, job problems, remember, you know, God is there in the middle of that, and he is able to rescue you and deliver you from your problems and be at peace. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. Rachel will be leading us in our closing hymn, In the Garden. Please stand if you are able. People of God, as David said finally in the closing of that psalm, he says that cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Go in the promise that God is going to be there in the midst of our problems and convince yourself that we will be able to pull through no matter what the problem is, because God is going to be there with us. And go in peace, knowing that he is there with us. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.